Dennis Webb, reporter for the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, appreciate the invitation.
You've been reporting on a methane leak in Debeque, Colorado, west of Parachute. Talk about how that leak was found and where it is.
Yeah, it's pretty much right in downtown Debeque, although there's not too much to Debeque in terms of size. But what happened is there's an elderly couple who came back from their winter place in Arizona, had their gas turned back on by Xcel, and in the process, Xcel found some gas outside their house, right around the foundation, right around the gas meter area. And that got Xcel kind of concerned and just kind of led to a larger investigation that now involves the State Oil and Gas Conservation Commission.
But initial tests indicate that it's not coming from natural gas wells.
Yeah, so just to back up a little bit, the gas that was found at the home was quickly, we're pretty sure it wasn't a retail-level distributed gas going to homes. There wasn't the smell of the odorant mercaptan in it. And pretty quickly it became apparent it's what they call a thermogenic gas, which basically means gas that's formed underground and in geological formations kind of under heat and pressure versus gas you might run into on the surface in connection with the sewer plant or something of that sort. But yes, while there are oil and gas operations outside of town, and there's some actually very old wells around town, so far they've not really been able to link this gas in town to any of those facilities. In fact, so far the evidence kind of seems to point to and not being connected to that, but that's all still under investigation. What's interesting is Xcel, when they found this, they immediately started driving around town with meters looking to see if they could find another homes. They inspected other homes. They haven't found anything, but the Oil and Gas Commission started looking at an old, like, 1950s-era abandoned water well in an alley about a block and a half away. They started digging that up. They found gas in and around that well area, which is a very shallow well, and they've been in the process of plugging that. And again, that gas is also thought to be this thermogenic, kind of geological-type gas. But they haven't found much in the way of gas between the house and the well, so they haven't really been able to figure out if those two sources of gas are the same source or they're just kind of separate. The two sources of gas in town are considered similar, but apparently they're not exactly the same from what they can tell right now. So one theory they have that it just could be naturally occurring gas coming up from underground because the gas-bearing formations are a couple dozen feet below the surface there.
You wrote that Dave Andrews, who's an inspector for the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, said that there is still a need to plug some of those orphaned natural gas wells around Debeque. And you wrote that Debeque resident Ken Plandell said that old wells that were never capped or cased have resulted in methane getting into the local groundwater. He also said that there was a well across the Colorado River that kids would go and throw a match in it and watch it go off. It sounds to me, Dennis Webb, that industry may have been pretty sloppy about capping old wells. Are any of the players like West Slope COGA, COGCC, or operators following Governor Hickenlooper's inspection mandate?
These are really old wells, some of them dating back to 1900 or so versus modern era wells. I mean, some of these old wells just weren't properly capped or they didn't have the proper types of casing around them. I mean, it's probably wasn't much in the way of rules back then to govern those kinds of wells, but the state now is kind of left to deal with getting them cleaned up and repaired, dealing with the problems of the fact that natural gas is coming up in and around these really old holes in the earth.
What is the level of a sense of urgency in Debeque about this particular situation?
I talked to five or six different residents, and I didn't detect much urgency at all, I talked to the couple who lives in the house that's under investigation, but they left for a couple of days and there was an offer from the West Slope Oil and Gas Association to put them up in longer term quarters, but they decided to want to come back home. The man I talked to there, just he feels like it's just kind of sewer gas or something. And they feel like they've lived there for 20 years and that there's a problem there that would have caught it by now. They kind of see this whole thing as just a big nuisance. And they don't feel like it's necessarily helping their property value, all the attention and work going on. And he'd be happy, he said, just that the state could just go ahead and buy the house if it's that big of an issue, but that doesn't look likely. And talking to other residents, you know, I think they all feel like, especially with Xcel having come by and looked at the number of their homes and kind of cleared them. It's interesting that oil and gas companies have bought methane monitors and they're making them available for free to the local fire department. And the people I talked to pretty much universally either picked up their monitors and hadn't installed them yet, or they hadn't even gotten around to picking them up yet.
What is next in terms of the investigation?
The state has been kind of step-by-step process plugging this old water well to see if there's still a leak. And gas levels have already been dropping off, but they're hoping maybe when they're done plugging that well, it might have some effect on the house as well. Otherwise, they're just kind of continuing to evaluate and analyze these gas samples. It's hard to draw conclusive things with those samples because while you might say, well, this gas isn't connected to that gas, the gas can kind of change as it migrates through formations and degrades. It's hard to just conclusively rule out connections or rule in, I think, connections. They've hired some environmental consultant to reach out to the old timers and see if they can learn more about the existence maybe of any other old historic wells in the area that they ought to be looking at. So, you know, the Oil and Gas Commission, I think, has always looked at this old water well as not really being their jurisdiction, but they do have this experience capping these old oil and gas wells. So when this came up, they felt like they needed to take a look at this water well and kind of bring in their expertise and deal with that. And certainly I think there is this added urgency to this whole situation after the situation in eastern Colorado and right. Firestone, where the home exploded and it was connected to a natural gas flow line from a nearby well. From what I can tell, oil and gas companies in the Piceance Basin in general have been pretty responsive to the state's requirements to do these flow line inspections. I think there's statewide a feeling like they just need to be responding to this because of the public safety concern that's arisen.
Well, Dennis Webb, reporter for the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
That does it for this week's news brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.